friend, how you doing? This is Sasha and you're listening to Enlivened. There's a lot of wind today and I was just staring out the window and I was thinking about the trees and looking at them and how they're not really fazed by the super strong winds. They withstand the deep, harsh winters of Montreal and they're good. They got this. It's not a worry for them that a storm comes, that a strong wind comes, that a strong storm comes. They are gonna do their best. They have done the work. They have put in the time and the energy and the focus to grow strong roots. They have grown these roots for years and years and years and years. And in the very beginning, before they can even begin to grow their branches, trees reach down very deep into the darkness. They reach down deep into the darkness for nutrients, for nourishments. They reach below, they reach down. And us humans, we really get to let that inspire us. And I know for me, this is something that I talk about all the time, but funny thing is, today I found a piece of paper, and on that piece of paper, there's the date, April 30th, 2019. So this is almost a year old. And I found this piece of paper unexpectedly while cleaning my house. And wow, what I wrote was so beautiful. And it was just a year ago. And it really shows the shifts that I've made in the past year. But in it, I speak about the importance of going deep as humans and the importance of drawing the parallel between us and trees. And I said the words, we grow roots for stability. We grow roots for stability. In order to remain strong in the storm, in the wind, in the snow, in the blizzard, in the rain, in the chaos, in the COVID-19, we must be stable within ourselves. We cannot seek for stability outside of ourselves. We must dig deep. We must dig deep within ourselves in order to feel stable. The stability that you seek for in times of uncertainty can only be provided by you. Only. Other things on the exterior might give you the illusion that you're safe, that you're stable. But it has to do with you. It has to do with your foundation within yourself. Completely 100,000%. Everything has to do with you, with you, with you. Just like a tree, right? Think about this tree. They dig so far in the earth before they even grow the branches. So before you want to show the world that you've accomplished these things, you got to dig deep. You got to get down. Like, you really got to get fucking honest with yourself. Like, who am I? Who am I without my job title? Who am I without my name? What do I believe in? What's important to me? What's the most important thing to me? A lot of people say, I just want to be happy. I just want my family to be healthy and happy. Like that's so generic. But like, beyond that, like, why do you want those things? Like, what's the most important thing about your life? Why do you get up in the morning? Why do you get out of bed in the morning? There's a thing that I talk about quite often, and I'm not the first person to talk about this, but the opposite of depression is not happiness. It's purpose. It's having a purpose. And when we don't have purpose and we don't see our purpose, it's difficult. It's difficult to feel like we're meant to be here. Like, we have a place on earth. Like, we have a place, a duty, like a reason to be here. It's really hard to see that we have a reason to be here if we don't wake up with like that sense of, oh my God, how do I add meaning to today? How do I share my energy? And sometimes that has to do with just you within yourself. And for me, I just want to share something about my personal life. In the beginning of Corona, COVID-19, I was so high energy. Everything was great. And it's still like, I'm still super great, but I was really outward focused. I was really worried about everybody around me that was freaking out. Not everybody, but there were some people that really were losing their shit. And I felt like, wow. Like for me, I wasn't stressed at all. Like I understand that I can't change things outside myself. So I just have this inner knowing that it's just not fucking worth it to spend my energy and my attention on things I can't change. But there's a lot of people who don't know that, and I had to really dig deep and remember, holy crap, like not everybody has that, because guess what? We're not taught that at school. Most schools and most households, like at home, were not taught that either. And I had to learn that way late in life. But because it's embodied now, it's almost like I hadn't remembered, like I didn't remember that this was a thing. And I just wanted to share an alternative way of thinking about things. Like, you don't just have to watch, like, you're not, nobody's making you watch the news. Nobody's making you watch the news and freaking out. And by the way, the news wants you to watch. Like, the news want you to watch. So they're not going to put things that are just like boring. They want you to watch. They want to make sure that they keep your eyeballs on it. So they want to make sure that it's extravagant and crazy and wild as possible. The wilder, the better. Because why? Because they want your eyeballs on it. And by giving all of your power, all of your attention, all of your focus, all of your energy, all of your attention to that, you are not growing roots. And when the tree comes, when the storm comes, your tree doesn't have, if your tree doesn't have deep roots of like, I fucking know who I am. Like, I'm deep as fuck. Like, this is who I am. This is who I am. This is my truth. I know because I'm internally referenced. Like, I don't need the external world to tell me who I am. I know who I am. Like, the tree, the person who is dependent on what's on the news to feel good is going to have a way harder time feeling good, as opposed to the person who is looking inward, like checking in, like you by yourself, with yourself. Can I feel good right now? Can I feel at peace right now? Do I need anything outside of me to feel good? Or can I feel good because I just decide to feel good? That is empowerment. And let trees, like let nature, this isn't like some spiritual woo-woo shit. This is fucking nature. This is nature. This is nature. We are nature. We are nature. Think about trees. Think about plants. Think about what makes them thrive. Like they thrive in certain environments. They thrive with certain nutrients. They thrive with certain sunlight. Like, know when you need to retreat and know when it's time for you to connect with the outer world, with other people. And what kind of connection do you want to have? Do you want to have like shallow, gossipy stuff, or do you want to have deep fucking connections? Like, honestly, like telling people how you feel, like your purpose in life, your meaning, like the truth, like the deep, deep truth of who you are. And I know some people need to drink and, you know, be in like liquid courage, whatever. And that was me for a while, but now I don't need it. Now I'm cheesy and awkward and super deep without the liquid courage. I can get there because it's just who I am. And I'm accepting that, you know, that's cheesy for some people, but it's also fucking true. And I love that I'm expressing my truth. And that comes from a place of having had to dig deep and really like grow these roots that nobody can see. No one can see how fucking deep I did work. Like, nobody can see how personal and how intimate I got with myself when shit got real. Those are my roots. My roots go deep. My roots go so fucking far. And that's why when the shitstorm comes, I'm not crying. I'm not losing my mind. I'm not freaking out, because I have done my freaking out in the past. Like, I've had my, holy shit, I like, my awakenings, by the way, they're coming all the fucking time these days, but they have started, the wave of awakening has started a long time ago for me, because the pain got bad. The pain got to the point that I couldn't keep going the way I was going. I couldn't keep going with the same paradigm. I had to have an awakening. I have to have an awakening, because it was just too painful to stay who I was with the mind that I had. Like, I had such a old programs running in my brain that I just had to dig deeper. I had to grow my roots. Now, if you're struggling, if you're having a hard time with coronavirus, if your job is uncertain and all those things, like, I just want to tell you, first of all, I'm giving you a huge hug. I love you. I genuinely speak from the heart. And at the same time, what I want to say is, you are worthy. You are amazing. You are loved. Regardless of what's happening with your job, regardless of what's happening on the news, regardless of what's actually happening in the world, you can always dig deep. You can always reach down within yourself and decide who you want to be and decide how you want to feel. And when you get to the point that you can decide how you want to feel, like, literally at any point, you're like, I decide to be fulfilled right now. I decide to have more meaning in my life. I decide to feel good. I decide to be completely at peace right now. Like, I don't need to convince Joe Schmo and, you know, anyone. I don't need to convince the world that I am a good person, because I fucking know that I'm a good person. I know, because I decided my values. I decided them. I didn't wait, and I didn't compare my values with society's values or the values that I was brought up with. I decided my values. I was raised with certain values, and then I decided my values. And they're usually not the same. So, do you know your values? And are you living according to them? All right, my friend, that's it for today. I love you. Have a